Well, Sean, how frustrating was that today? Because that was a terrific effort from your side, wasn't it? Terrific character.
Yeah, I mean, you know, statistics are often proved right, and we knew that it was a tough ask, you know, after the last couple of results, you know, decisions that have gone against us, things we've had to fight against. But that aside, we wanted to come here with clarity of a performance to win, and we did that. You know, now, eventually, the results have gone against us, and that means, unfortunately, we're not in the Premier League for next season. But, you know, the immediate disappointment is also balanced with great pride in the group and how they've gone about it. And that's everyone. That's not just the players. That's my staff, players, the fans, the board. There's been one message that's been really clear about the club all season. No cracks in it, no fractures in it, just everyone battling and willing the club into the right place. And unfortunately, we haven't quite got there.
And I guess you carry on with that attitude for the last two games of the season, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's one thing that everyone knows. We do go hard. We will be... You know, it's one thing the way my teams, I like to work with players. I like to build mentality as well as teams, and I think that's been solid all season. The defining moments of quality is where we've come up short. I think the players have it. It's learning when to deliver it and that defining skill set, if you like, a mental skill set to do it at the right times, and that's been our nemesis.
Danny Ings, your scorer today, your top scorer this season as well. The likelihood is that you're likely to lose him at the end of this season. How many players are you hoping, do you think, you'll be able to keep a hold of for next year?
We'll wait and see. Most are under contract and good contracts, so we're happy with the group. We know that we can add to it. You know that there'll always be shuffling of the packs. There always is. But that's for another day. At the minute, we're reflecting on this moment and, you know, underlying, there's been so much growth at the club since I've been here, but it's still disappointing. You know, there's no fluff to it. I want to win. I want to be in the Premier League like everyone else does. We've had that window of, well, that season to be in there. Now we're not. So now the challenge is get back in there.
Sean, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Once again, Sean, you didn't look out of place today, did you? I mean, you've been the better team considerably today.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was a good performance. You know, the frustration of the season is that we've had many of them performances and come out the wrong side of a result. And, you know, that is the challenge of the Premier League. It's a really tough division. That's one thing you do learn when you're in it and you look at it and you see the players and the depth of squads that you're coming up against, the size of clubs, etc. But there's been great growth in the players. I'm absolutely sure of that. I can see it with my own eyes. The way they operate now compared to the beginning of the season are a considerably different animal, I think.
I know today's probably not the day for long post-mortems, but just quick reflections on where you think you've just fallen short, whereabouts.
Well, I just mentioned it, the defining moments of games. If you look at so many results have been a goal against and you know, that's been it. And, you know, that's where the players have... the ability, and it's learning how to deliver it at key times. And some of that comes with experience, some of that just comes with natural maturation as a player, and some of it comes with searching for that extra bit of quality and then, you know, within yourself as a player. I think the tactically, the players have been sound, they've been, energy's been outstanding as ever, and the mentality has been superb. You know, you've got to remember there's a group getting knocked constantly, getting told you won't be in the Premier League. And to deal with that, to keep performing, to keep attempting to win, to never be on the back foot, is a great skill in itself and a great mentality.
Are there any regrets, though, as well? I mean, you think back to last week, a bad decision went against you. You think,
yeah, well, they're not regrets. They're things
that
have our hands.
We could have had a win there.
If there's any decisions, you know, over a season, you hope they balance up. We've had some go for us. We've had some go against us. I was surprised, actually. We didn't get a penalty today. I was very surprised that. We don't want our players diving. Don't start me on that one. Retrospective banning. How it's not in the game, I'm amazed at this level. But, you know, it's like I say, for this moment, disappointment. Overall, in the last 2.5 years, where the club is now from where when I took over, then massive strides and in fantastic shape to move forward.
Sean, at the end of the game, you strolled on the pitch, you shaked every player's hand, you went over to the supporters. I mean, what's going through your head at that point?
Hope. You won a game and you think, right, I don't know the scores, obviously. You're hoping, you think, well, all right, last chance saloon, you know, can we get one over the line? Yes, we have done. What's happened elsewhere? Nothing more than that, and respect for my players and the fans, because I thought they were absolutely amazing today.
So at what point did you realise that you're in the Championship?
Well, I was waiting for absolute confirmation. We finally got someone to come and ask you guys just to make sure, because, you know, it's you never, well, in stadiums like this, you never get a reception on your phone, etc. You know, and but like I say, it's a tough one because the players are realists and so am I, and we don't do blind faith, we do realities. And, you know, they knew it was a tough task. They knew that statistically it was going to be very, very difficult from last week and the result of the week before. I was really pleased with the mentality because they know that, and yet they've performed on the front foot, great energy, some real quality, particularly first half. A bit nervy towards the end for obvious reasons because they don't know the scores, they don't know what's going on. But overall, you know, a good performance, enough to win a game today. But like I say, inevitably, you know, there's a bigger picture disappointment.
It is disappointment for you. You've got to let things sink in before you start looking, I suppose, and planning it for the year ahead. But if you look back to this and the year that you've had, would you have done things differently in terms of maybe spending more money if you could, bring more players in, have a bigger squad? Because, of course, the squad, you play pretty much the same side every single
week. There's a collective decision about the spending. A lot's made of that, but it just wasn't a market that is 2 million and 3 million. It's a market that's jumped up to sevens, eights, nines. So how many of them do you... You know, when you're building a squad, don't forget, you need a squad in the Premier League because you can't bring in loans, so you need a squad. So how many 7 and 8 million pound players can you bring in before the club's in real trouble? That's the balance. We all know, you sit in the Premier League, sit in the Championship. Half the Championship have got massive debts with people who are very wealthy, who own them and willing to run with them debts. We haven't got that. The board are all Burnley people. They care passionately about the club, but they haven't got huge, you know, swelling bank accounts where they can write off tens of millions of pounds. So there's a reality. It's not about regret, it's about realities, and that is the reality of this football club.
And the reality is now, with Parachute and everything else, the fact is that with the planning and the fact you have been fairly frugal, I suppose, in your spending, that chances are you can build and bounce straight
well,
back.
Well, there's no guarantees. They're tough leagues. You make no mistake, the Championship's not an easy league. You know, we've seen that this year, the topsy-turvy nature of it. But we think we're powerful. We like the group we've got. We know we can add to it. There's always movement. We know that. But that's for another day. At the moment, it's making sense of the immediate disappointment, but then sort of finding balance with the overall bigger picture of where we're at and where we've come from early season to where we are now.